The Western Regional Coordinator of Mental Health Authority, MHA, Charles Kwame Vigbedor, has cautioned Ghanaians to stop violating the rights of persons with mental illness. He said anyone found culpable of violating the rights of any mental patient would pay a fine of 500 penalty units, which is equivalent to 6,000 Ghana cedis, or a sentence of up to 5 years imprisonment or both. Mr. Vigbedor said this at a workshop for media practitioners in the Western Region on Mental Health Act 846 of 2012, so that they will report accurately on mental health related issues. We bring you more.
Mr. Vigbedor said the media must stop labeling mentally challenged persons as mad people, as well as using dehumanizing words, because mental illness is like any other ailment. He said mental patients had human rights as any other citizens in the country. Therefore, they must be treated fairly, devoid of discrimination or stigmatization. Mr. Vigbedor said the law applied to everybody, especially people suffering from mental disorders, their families, and anyone responsible for their welfare. The law also protects vulnerable persons like children, women, and the aged in terms of their accommodation, treatment, guardianship, confidentiality, and care. Mr. Vigbedor said a survey was conducted to get a database on mental patients across the country in order to plan for their management and welfare. Consequently, more than 300 mental patients were identified to be loitering on the streets of the Western region. It said those found on the streets were persons whose mental illness could be classified as severe and required urgent medical attention. He explained that the law was enacted to improve mental health care and to shift from institutional care to a community-based approach. Mr. Vigbedor asked health facilities to set up mental units to take care of mental patients. The Mental Health Authority is a body established by an Act of Parliament to propose, promote, and implement mental health policies and provide culturally appropriate, humane, and integrated mental health care.